Texte numéro 120. TikTok might be part of a plot to make us dumber. Palantir chief executive Alex Karp is best known for his artificial intelligence platform, but his biggest idea might be his insistence upon rescuing the West from influences that damage the nation's intelligence. When most people express concern about China's export as a national security threat, they tend to think about the platform's ability to retrieve massive amounts of data. They see TikTok as the ultimate spyware, a cartoonish medium that snatches our secrets while we're distracted by the vanities. Karp has a different take. He says China is strategically using TikTok to make us, meaning the West, dumber and slower. He isn't alone in his thinking. National Security Agency director has warned that Chinese control of TikTok's algorithm could allow China to deploy influence operations among Western populations. As Karp sees things, we will bury ourselves from within by becoming a nation of ignorant people. Those are my words, not his. I just happen to agree with him. Granted, this is a harsh assessment of something that millions of people view as a harmless self-indulgence and entertainment. I confess that my TikTok exposure has been limited. I only recently signed on to see what all the fuss was about. My one previous brush was in a parking lot where I saw a young girl dancing in front of an iPhone perched against her car window and blasting music that plainly stimulated her. She was making a video for TikTok, she said. Unable to resist the moment, I asked if I could film her. I'm a reporter, I told her, which is true, and she seemed worthy. We don't ban free speech in this country, and we don't cancel culture. But Karp's sense of things reminds me of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World and Neil Postman's Amusing Ourselves to Death. In Huxley's novel, people are addicted to entertainment and medicate themselves with the fictional drug Soma. Their resulting stoned complacency allows the state to confiscate their rights. Postman, a professor and media critic, wrote about television and explained how the medium alters our thought processes. Postman died in 2003, 1 year before Mark Zuckerberg launched Facebook, which triggered the big bang of social media. One can easily imagine what he would have thought about TikTok's effect on our brains. Even so, that's no argument for banning TikTok, as several countries would like to do. The White House has demanded that ByteDance, TikTok's Chinese parent company, sell the app or face a possible US ban. Given that China is doing to us what we aren't allowed to do to China, we should put an end to TikTok, full stop. Inconveniently, ByteDance's owners are 20% its founders, and Chinese investors 60% global investors and 20% employees. Adapted from the Washington Post, April 2023.